Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. It's still the Christmas season. Still offer people a greeting in this Christmas season. Please stop in your local church as often as you can and just say, "Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us. Thank you." This is a way to honor God in this season. Gratitude for what he has done. A rosary of thanksgiving, bringing your needs to the Lord. He loves you to do that. Please do so. Well, let's take a look now at the readings for today. The first reading comes from the first letter of St. John. He writes, "I am writing to you, children, because your sins have been forgiven for his name's sake. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have conquered the evil one." You've conquered the evil one. You've pushed him down and out of your life. You've taken authority over him. "I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God remains in you, and you have conquered the evil one." Please, please, at least get a missalette if you want to do it that way. But please, read the readings of the day. Read them in the morning if you possibly can. Read them. See what God is saying to you today. That's what I'm trying to do on this program, and I hope I am helping you. But I want you not to just let this program be the whole thing. You want to take that word. That word is living. It's active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It separates bone from marrow. This word has power to change your life. It really does. "Do not love the world." This is a continuation of John's letter. "Do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, sensual lust, enticement for the eyes, and a pretentious life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. Yet the world and its enticement are passing away, but whoever does the will of God remains forever." Come before the Lord in the crib. In a sense, talk to him. Yes, that's the infant, but then look at the crucifix and see what he did for you. Take time to do that, because he is here to give us life if we follow him and confess our sins. Don't shove them in a corner and say, "Oh, that was 20 years ago." That's not the way God sees it. God knows. Just ask God for humility to acknowledge where you have failed, and it will be very quickly given to you. Please. It'll be in a certain sense a gift from God to you. "Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Give to the Lord, you families of nations. Give to the Lord glory and praise. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring gifts and enter his courts. Worship the Lord in holy attire. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, 'The Lord is King.'" That's one of my most favorite feasts. It's the feast of Christ the King, rules over all. And he wants the very best for us if we cooperate with him. "He has made the world firm, not to be moved. He governs the people with equity." He governs the people with charity, with mercy, but with truth most of all. Please open your heart more to him. And the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, 36 to 40. There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. What did he do in those years as he was growing up? He did what all the men did. He worked in the fields. Brothers and sisters, he was like us in all things but sin. All things. He knew us. He knows us. Please don't hesitate. Thank him every day that he gave his life for you and me. Thank him every day. I really mean that. Begin to make it a practice. Just simply say, Lord, thank you for saving my life for another day. The more you do that, the closer you will draw near to him, because he loves you so much. And when they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they return to Galilee. They go into a normal life. They go back to Galilee in their own town. They just go home. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Think of that, brothers and sisters. Think of that. He loves us that much to be like us in all things but sin. What would make him laugh? What would make him cry? Just think of the person dearest to you and know that God is that perfect example. He's perfect. He loves for you, calls out to you. You take time in prayer to read the scriptures every day and to draw near to him because he wants you to. He wants you to know him more and more. He wants you to thank him. He wants you to learn from him. He wants it that you become more and more like him. And how can you if you don't give him time each day? If you don't sit with the Lord, tell him your difficulties. Tell him your challenges. Tell him the good things that have happened to you, either yesterday or last week. Thank him for those. Because God abundantly loves you. There's a little article by Mother Elvira, and I picked this up in a Magnificat magazine. I want to share just a little part of it with you. Christmas comes for all the times we can have fun with others and enjoy and give and receive gifts and all of that. But she says, Christmas also comes to remind us of the yearning and the need within each one of us for reconciliation, for forgiveness and healing, in order to rediscover lost friendships, interrupted dialogue, pleas for pardon, worn-out smiles, and to refine and renew joy and faith. To authentically live Christmas is to be born again with that little baby who speaks constantly to us about the infinite, faithful, and unconditional love of God, who is passionately in love with his creatures, those for whom he does not hesitate to give his very self. Like Jesus, we need a mother who understands and fulfills the desire of our heart. This mother is Mary, the humble, simple, faithful servant who smiles on us, invites us, welcomes us, and takes us to contemplate the manger, where the splendor of light is never extinguished. Immersed in this light, we find a life that is truly eternal. Let us thank Mary, our mother, who leads us to live in that light, because like every other mother, she knows that children are afraid of the dark. Jesus repeatedly tells us, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me does not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life." It was written by Mother Elvira of the community which welcomes the lost and desperate in 71 houses in 20 countries. Brothers and sisters, God wants to draw us into his arms. He wants to give us protection like no one else can. We think of him as a baby now, and he was, and he grew up like we did. But he has infinite power to draw you closer to himself and to find more and more what you were really made for. Having a good vocation, having a good work that you do in this life is good, but God has willed so much more for you. Draw closer to him. Listen to him. Just read his words slowly. Some a little bit every day. Start with the Gospels, as I've said to you before, and just read and see what the Lord reveals to you. This is the living word. This is the word that has power to change your life. And we pray, all of us, we pray for one another. I don't know how many people listen to my program, but I would encourage all of us to say a prayer for the others who listen to this program. Let's pray for ourselves and pray for one another that we may go strong in the Lord. Let me hear from you. I just ask God's blessing on you now. It might be a year till you experience it. Don't worry about that. Just keep seeking him. He knows what you need, and he knows when you need it. He knows exactly. Trust him. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.